What's up? What's up? Hey, everybody. Good day, good evening, good night to you, wherever you are. We welcome you, the Cocktails of Kia and Friends Queens, welcome you tonight to tonight's episode. We're in season five. Did we say five? I think we're in season five, right?
We're running through them, honey.
We're running through these seasons back to back. So if you've been with us from the beginning till now, we thank you and we applaud you. But welcome to season six, episode four, Cocktails with Kia and Friends. And tonight, we're ready to dive into this juicy topic that's been roaming around the streets, literally. The internet streets, we'll say. It's been roaming around the internet streets for a couple weeks. So we're going to get right into it, talk about these vixens and vixens to victory, kind of catchy. I like it.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about at least two major ones that we've noticed and at least one more that we've noticed in the internet streets tonight. We're talking about Angela White.
Angela White.
Formerly known as Black China, mm-hmm. and Alexis Sky. And also we're going to throw B. Simone in there as well, because she has her own journey. We should definitely highlight it and talk about it. And before we get started, we're going to introduce, I'm one of your co-hosts. Hey, how are you? Good to see y'all. I'm excited. We have our main host, Miss Kia.
Hey, baby.
And we have our other co-host, Shay, tonight in the house.
Hey, what's guanin?
What's guanin? I like that. We need to write that down. What's guanin? And tonight, in honor of tonight's episode, we actually do have a cocktail for you. We call it Victory Vixen. So I mixed up this cocktail tonight. And honestly, it tastes like a breath of fresh air. You know, after you come through out of darkness and a lot of clouded things over you and around you and whatever, you just get out of that and just inhale, exhale, take a deep breath. It feels really fresh. So this one we made with gin. I used Tanqueray gin in this recipe. I also use cranberry pomegranate juice. We also have in here sparkling wine. We want that airy feeling and the sparkling
pressure.
Have a splash of lime, and I also put like a little bit of triple sec and simple syrup just to bring out that sweetness. So we call it Victory Vixen. It honestly tastes like a sweet slice of victory, which is what these ladies are on a journey on.
Yes.
So we're applauding them, but we're also going to talk about like how did they get here? Where did they come from? what it took to even start this journey. So I guess my first question is, what are your thoughts? Like, who would have ever thought Black China? I keep saying Black China because that's how we know her. But let's start with her, Angela White,
yes.
formerly known or best known as Black China. What is that all about? Like, she was rolling with Tyga and the Kardashians, and now she's found the Lord. Anything is possible, right? So, what are our thoughts on that?
God can do anything. I mean,
yes, he can.
God can do anything. Yes, he can.
God can do anything if you allow him.
Yes.
That's the kicker. Because, you know, for her and just kind of what we've learned about her story, especially when it comes to her mom, her mom has played a major role in why and how she's ended up or why and how she's had the life that she's had. So I did a quick dumpster dive, which over the years I've heard the name Tokyo Tony.
Oh my goodness. Can I just ask where did she get that name? That can't
I don't know.
Is that also a stage name?
Might have been her stage name, but right. She was a stage street name. Walking name, child. I don't know what. I don't know if she was a street walking type or the escort type or.
But she definitely.
And you have somebody come down type. I'm not sure. Because she's probably in her 40s, 50s.
That's not 40. Well, it could be. If you had a rough life, yeah.
Yeah. So the quick dumpster dive that I've had on the relationship, I've always known the relationship to be tumultuous because
very tumultuous. Media.
Yeah. And just a lot of back and forth and just a lot of degradation from Tokyo Tony to Black China. I never really understood why.
Right.
I don't think any of us really understand why. But part of me does feel like she may be jealous of the life that Angela has, because she was doing the things that she was doing, living, being in the streets and being a prostitute, and did not get to the level of exposure or even income that Angela has gotten.
So jealous of her daughter, jealous of her own daughter. Pretty much.
Honestly, I do think so. She has heard the two fathers of her kids are, one is a industry guy, is a rapper. The other one is a Kardashian.
He's a Kardashian.
He's a Silver Spoon baby.
Silver Spoon baby.
He don't need to do anything, really.
Nothing at all.
Chill out. So I do feel like it's that really unfortunate case of being jealous of your child.
Oof.
For the life that they have.
That
and
is so real.
Therefore, because you are not, you have maybe not forgiven yourself, or you have not come to terms with your past and the things that you have done, you have to take it out on the child. Feel like you need to take it out on the child. You don't have another way in your mindset, because you're street and nobody should come above you and all that kind of stuff. You can't recognize, you know what, this is not the way I should be treating her. And she ain't really the type, I don't think, to go to therapy. So Angela's really going to have to pray real hard.
To get her mother to go to therapy?
To get her to go to therapy, or just to change her mind.
Or to talk to her at all.
To be
able to
turn the relationship around.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Right. My observation of Black China over the years has been definitely doing it for the industry, doing it for the money. I can see how that can really burden her over time, any of them, whoever's ready to be honest, because that's a lot the industry is doing, be pimping them. But so, I know, she's saying that her kids really are like the inspiration for it. She's like, look, my kids are about to be 7 and 11. Mm-hmm. Like,
she has a daughter.
They know, no. And you have a daughter. Like, they know, no. Like, what's really happening? What moves I'm making? And it's not pleasing for me to know that I'm inspiring, like I'm influencing them under those standards. So, you know, she just really had an awakening. I know that last year, she got baptized on her birthday,
mm-hmm.
Which was beautiful. And I really applaud her for that. And she's sharing her journey of getting, like, you know, removing her plastic surgery and fillers and all of the things that she did to
tattoos, covering up tattoos.
Everything,
Oh yeah, the Baphomet tattoo.
Yeah.
Wow. I
didn't know she had that either. I was like, girl.
She said she wasn't even aware of what it meant.
Oh.
When she got it. So she got it young.
Yeah. I think she just saw it and was like, oh, liked it. Symbol, liked it. And then, this is hard.
Entire devil. It's a whole devil. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad that she's awakened to remove those things from her body and out of her body. But yeah, you know, even when I used to watch her in the back and forth with her and the Kardashians, and how, you know, when she was dating all those other rappers, and when she got Future's name tattooed on her, and I used to be like, you are so beautiful. Can we just Can we just show like a can we just share a talent that God gave you? And I always feel like that, right? With these vixens, like these very popular vixens in the industry. And I'm like, I know there's something you can give us other than showing your backside, other than getting, you know, having cleavage conversations with us all the time. I just want to see more because you are more, you know what I mean? And lo and behold, it came to pass. She got into.
Go ahead, Kiki, sorry.
Yeah. I'm just happy that she's showing us the journey. She's sharing it with us. It's a lot. I mean, she shut down her OnlyFans account. That's a lot of money.
Shut it down.
Go ahead and say, what were you going to say?
And it was making a lot of money. I'm talking about millions.
200 million. Okay. $200
You want to be able to show a pinky and make that much. I mean,
Say, you is wilding, girl. I don't know how this became this OnlyFans thing, really.
Because people are sick. Yeah. And have fetishes.
They have fetishes.
On a super duper side.
But you know what? As you were talking, what I was gonna say was she is a product of her mom, so much so as a young man sees his father womanize.
Yes.
And he follows and does the same thing because to him that is normal. Or a child sees their father, or even a girl sees their mother being abused or their father being abusive. You grow up to think that that's very normal. So for her, this was absolutely her environment. So she didn't think anything. She thought that's what men wanted anyway.
Right. And I have it.
That was my best asset. My best asset was to use my body to get what it is that I wanted, because that's what I saw my mom do also. And you don't know better until you know.
Until your eyes are open. So I had to think about it and look at it when we even decided we were going to do this topic. Okay, we know the name Blac Chyna. We hear about it. But I was like, honestly, what was she famous for? What did she do? So I looked into it and I couldn't really find much.
Videos, music videos.
But her most prominent video was playing a double for Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yes. In that video, Monster. Yeah, I remember that.
Besides that, she's noted as a model and a socialite. A socialite to what? Because she came from this rough life, you know. It's not that she was a socialite, she became one because all she did was model. As Kiki said, like, there's got to be something else to you. But before we even went live and we were talking amongst ourselves and talking about how she really was trying to go to school and trying to do something.
She was actually a gator.
So she was a gator like you, girl.
She was a gator like you.
I'm just like, okay, what happened? She dropped out to be, you know, to just strip full time and then become a model. But it's like you said, it's little girls, little boys, they're going to watch what their parents do. So right. I just say, okay, she's a product of her environment. Do you guys
look it up? Yeah.
At any point?
Because I'm trying to think, when was she there?
Because we're around the same age.
Because
y'all may have bumped into her.
That's what I'm about to go look her up, because there were a few girls who did the same thing. They ended up coming to UF. And I mean, really and truly, being in college is hard.
It is hard.
Being there, staying there, graduating. It's not easy. And there were a few girls I know of that used to go downtown. There was a strip club downtown.
Right.
Do the thing, or they would go to like Jacksonville or Ocala. While they were in school,
I considered the Ocala one time. You know which one? Cascade Risque? I mean, Cafe Risque? It's a Cafe Risque.
She's 34, so she very well could have been.
She was on the set with us. What I was gonna say? Yeah, if, like a split second, because it's hard. It's hard. You really want to get from up under your parents' wings that bad. You feel it though. You feel it.
So yeah. Question for you realize
that, you know what? I could probably make money, make more money than what I'm probably going to school for.
Right. And I'm like, they like me. They really like me. I'm attractive. Okay.
Correct.
It was just like a thought, but see, some people take that and run.
So your daddy would kill you.
I cut it off. My daddy would have definitely. I would have been missing.
Looks like you're answering it. Huh? It looks like you're answering my question because my question for the cocktails. You guys went to the same school.
Yeah.
Would you at any point give up school?
It was hard.
And risk it all. Because school's hard, let's be honest. I know, we joke about it and we say, you know, I'm about two clicks away from opening my OnlyFans.
It was not one of my friends, maybe except for Kristen, that we did not talk about, like, slide that.
I'm like, bro, they're like, bro, they're making like $1,000 a night. Like, yeah.
It seems like easy money, no?
No, correct. Social media, that's when Facebook came out. So
right.
It was just like, no, because all of our parents would kill us dead.
Yeah.
Kill us dead.
Like we would be missing persons. Kill us dead. Yeah.
And they will make sure that it's not found.
And I'm saying, correct. Then the fun will be over because we're going to have to go back home.
Exactly.
It's like we was just so what was the point? Like we were so young.
You done wasted scholarship money if you had scholarships and all that kind of stuff. But it's difficult, but if you've seen your parent live a particular lifestyle,
right?
And I don't know if she was an affluent version of the lifestyle or not, but maybe just because she saw her living that particular lifestyle,
yeah, she.
It was just like, you know what? I can make more doing this, and I mean, essentially, she did.
And in these different spaces of
correct, she put herself in the right spaces,
right?
Because
so I took what my mama was doing and I capitalized and put myself in the spaces that my mother didn't even have access to. And now that I have access and someone noticed me from that industry and likes me and flew me out. And here we are, Tiger. Correct.
Because she was dating. So it wasn't that she was just having a relationship with Tiger. She was dating him for a minute.
Yeah, she was.
Right.
She was dating him for a minute and then I think she got with Rob, which then
remember it was a spite. It was out of spite because of what happened with Tiger.
She got with Rob after Tyga got with Kylie.
Kylie. Mm-hmm.
To spite that entire family.
And you know, she was actually applauded for that move. Y'all remember.
It was chess.
Yes.
Chestnut checkers, amen. I just want to be honest, right? Because I know I asked that question. So if I were presented maybe tastefully to make money being a vixen, I don't know, you guys, I might risk it all. And would it be, I just got to be honest. But I just feel like she felt she had no other choice and she put herself in these spaces because at the moment her back was literally against the wall. We sing it in songs, but her back was literally against the wall. And this was the only way this was the only way she knew how. So I'm just thinking, is it better to go through all these things and then ask for forgiveness later? Yes, absolutely. God still loves you no matter what.
Absolutely.
But now
is it better?
Well, not better, but what I'm saying is despite the condition, even at your worst, if you think it's your worst, can God still love you? Yes, absolutely. I feel that. But now I want to talk about how people are judging, because let's be honest, sometimes people can't look past your past. They can't look past what you've done.
Past your past.
Mm-hmm. Your past is your past. But can we honestly say we take her journey seriously? Now I'm speaking as us, as women, because sometimes, let's be honest, these are the type of women that we look at when we judge up and down day and night. So what is it with people not believing that she can turn a new leaf?
I don't like that negative commentation about, you know, once a hoe, always a hoe. I'm sorry, I'm saying the word. No. I said the word hoe, but we're having dialogue. Like, come on.
That's y'all. Okay.
But you know, that is a very
harlot.
We're in the 1800s. Listen, at the end of the day, it is a very common phrase, mm-hmm. like from the community and the, you know, in the culture. Yeah. Once a hoe, always a hoe. You know what I mean? And that's not true at all. That's not true. If you are completely giving your life to God and you're walking in Christ and you are removing those things that will spread you back there, like she's like, if you're intentional about your walk, mm-hmm. right? In your journey, I totally believe that she won't turn back again. I mean, we're in our flesh. No one's perfect. But let's say she does slip up again. Let's say one of, she's still loved by God. Who mm-hmm. are we to judge? We're going to say we don't lie anymore. And then you lied like 5 years later to your child about something.
Next day, next hour.
Next hour.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, oh, she's not going to really. And it's like, why would you not support her? Why would you find it in your bones and in your gut to say what you want, to say that this is not real or it's not going to last?
Because sometimes it's projection. It is. And sometimes people can't see past what we said. They can't see past your past.
They can't see past your past. Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of people don't believe in redemption.
Mm.
And unfortunately, we're all worthy of that. We've all done things in other people's eyes that can easily be said, I would not have done that, or mm-hmm. I would not have made that choice. And so they see us in a particular light. Mm-hmm. Now, they can't condemn us for the things that we do. They don't have that authority. But anyone who chooses Christ, the Bible says you are a new creature.
Yes.
Does that mean that being a Christian or following God, does that mean it's going to be easy? Absolutely not. Does that mean that you are never going to stumble, fumble, fall, trip, bust your face?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. No.
You're
just now equipped.
The day you decide you want to follow God, I'm telling you, the devil is sitting right over there with his homies like,
I bet.
Conjure.
Yeah. Like, we're going to come and we're going to test you to see how you think you, how deep you think you
deep
are.
You think you are. And right.
But in those situations, that's how you build your character and your relationship with God.
Absolutely. Like,
your faith is built. I'm a believer that your faith is not only built through reading the word, but also your experiences that you trust God in. So yes, she will be just fine. And if she stumbles and falls and decides that she wants to go back, she's still loved by God.
Yes,
she then has to just have those conversations. Mm-hmm. And she also has to surround herself with people
like mine
support and help her.
That is so huge.
She has to change her environment. She cannot be with the people that she was before because they don't live the life that she's trying to live.
Absolutely.
You have to separate. And that's why sometimes they say, like, when you're following Christ or you're on a different path, you have to separate yourself from mm-hmm. the community that you thought that you had, because those people don't have that belief that you have now. And they're not gonna stop you from going back left when you're trying to go right. They're not gonna hold you accountable to the life that you're trying to live. They're just gonna support the foolishness. And allow you to go back.
Feel it, girl.
They're gonna pull you back. They might be tugging on your shirt while you're trying to pull forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take your whole shirt off and just throw it at them and keep going half naked. You understand what I'm saying?
Because yes.
That's just what you're gonna have to do. But she's gonna have to, if she has not done it in the year that, because I think the baptism was a year ago. So she has not done it yet, she's absolutely gonna have to change her environment, change her circle, and change the people that she confides in. Mm-hmm.
Especially those who benefited from her lifestyle before.
Correct.
Those are
the ones upset.
They will try to drag
and try to push her back into
that. Back because they had benefits of that lifestyle that mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Oh man, that's when your test really
starts.
Okay. Yeah.
That's when people get really mad.
Yeah. Agreed. They get real mad. Yeah.
I feel you know, in the words of Tupac Bey, only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And, you know, in God's eyes, because sometimes people think, oh, there's big sin and little sin. But in the eyes of God, honestly, it's all the same. I know that some people choose not to believe that, but it is all the same. And this work of salvation, this work of redemption, this work of making yourself a better person, it's not just a one and done. It's a daily work. You have to work it out every single day. You know, we use phrases and affirmations such as the only person I'm in competition with is myself, which is true, because the moment I wake up tomorrow morning, I better be working to be better than who I was yesterday. So at the end of the day, kudos to formerly China, Angela White.
Angela.
And if she decides this day, you know, I'm not as strong, I fall, it's okay. She can, guess what? She can still come back to God. And you know what? She can always ask for forgiveness. You know what? She can change her environment. You know what?
She
has an accountability partner and a trusted people, someone that can push her towards the good and you know, away from the bad. I believe that she's working towards that step.
Absolutely.
In a year, and she's only getting started. Now, her mother, her toxic behind mother.
It
might be a separation that she's going to struggle with, but at the end of the day, sometimes family does it worse to you. So she's going to have to make that decision and say, hey, you know what? I need to take a step back from mom.
Right.
Just for my own
salvation. I got to save my soul, honey. I can't.
But kudos
to her. So many people have had to do that with their parents.
Oh yeah,
especially serving.
they no longer serve you, and that's okay. So kudos to her. I wish her all.
You can come with me. You know. Kudos to her. Absolutely, too.
Kudos to her. I wish her all the best. I wish her the best in her journey and what she's doing. So on to the next person. Alexis Sky is another person that is on that journey of discovering her faith.
I love it.
That has decided she wants to turn away from her old lifestyle, her old ways.
Old lifestyle.
I don't want to call, we're using the word vixen tonight.
Vixen.
So
social media.
Vixen. Now, Alexis Sky, a little different. Her situation, I wouldn't say is the same as China's, but Alexis Sky, I also had to really look and deep dive and see what type of talent this babe had. And if, you know, I don't want to call nobody talentless, but I really didn't see what she did. But I did that she was.
I mean, you know, she did her modeling, her IG
modeling.
She did
the IG modeling. But she was also in Love and Hip Hop. She was in Hollywood, Atlanta, and New York. Damn, Alexis. But it's okay. You know, we're all finding our way.
Ghetto.
She was there. Cast me for that one, too. I'll relocate wherever y'all need me to be. Yeah. But, you know, she was in the industry. She was very familiar with the high-end men in the industry, Fetty Wap, and there was a couple of other rappers she dabbled with. But, you know, this is something, it's a lot more out there. They like looking like, I ain't ready to do that. But, you know, but it's a lot more out there in those same spaces where their bodies and their, you know, things that they can provide physically for these men in the industry, entertaining people on social media and the internet with just sexualized, just photos and videos of themselves and them being, you know, selected and popular because of pretty much their looks and enhancing their body for those reasons. You know what I mean? Just to be accepted in those spaces to get more.
Right.
I mean, I think that they, I think there are certain sponsorships they were getting with like clothing companies, but.
Right. Fashion Nova is a big one.
I mean.
Ambassadors and things.
Like I said, what do you have inside of you to give? Not on the outside of you to give.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have on the inside of you to give?
Something.
And to me, it seemed, of course, I mean, not to say she's the only one. There are opportunists that
there's a lot
in the industry.
There's a lot of them.
But Alexa Sky had like this lifestyle where she was like getting around. Like,
okay.
To the point where her daughter, she was claiming that Fetty Wap was the father of her daughter for a long time, even though Fetty denied being the father of the daughter. She stood her ground and said, no, that's the daddy. She had beef with his other baby mom.
Yeah. Saying,
that's the daddy. And a couple years later, we all find out that that is not the daddy.
Yeah.
How many men would you have to be dealing with at the same time to not know? I know, like, we watch the talk shows, Mari.
Marisol's
a good one. She was on there 34 times. My goodness. We watch the talk shows and we see that the paternity tests are real. Like, people are really sleeping with multiple people and don't know who the father of their child is. That's reckless.
It's a whole heap of juices we have mixed up.
So I understand, like, I get it, and I see why people will not or may not want to take her seriously on this journey, but do y'all really think she's done? Like, she has really turned her life around, and
It's not
for
them. The girl say she done, there ain't no, I don't see what's the benefit of lying.
What's the benefit of lying and publicly, like, sharing her journey?
Because you're screwed, like,
people... You're...
The masses don't really cheer. Oh yeah, you're coming.
Yeah, you're losing money.
Like,
I'm losing money.
We say they don't, but let's be honest, this industry is full of actors and actresses. But can we I'm not gonna say devil's advocate.
Antagonist.
Yeah, I like that word. Okay. I'm gonna play a little antagonist. What if it is a ploy? What if they're like, oh, well, I'm going to use this coming to Jesus moment to kind of be relevant again? Because there was a point where we weren't really hearing about her, but now all of a sudden.
Maybe God was isolating her so that we didn't hear about her. So that
is that what it is?
A bit
so that she could heal.
Correct. So that she can do what she needed to do. It could be. But hey. You can't in Jamaica we say can't make God no poppy show. So if you make a joke of him,
yeah,
you better know what you're doing. Because you're not gonna win that battle.
Absolutely.
That part.
And if you're disingenuous, it's going to come out eventually. And that's not if you slip like we were talking about with Angela. Mm-hmm. That's just your actions are gonna show that it was not pure. And it'll come out just like a representative. You're dating somebody and you know they can only be this way for so long. Eventually their real person is gonna show.
That
is. If that's not who she is now and that's not what she's trying to do, eventually it will come. It will show.
Okay.
She has a affirmation book, Hurt and Healing.
See, she was making books while she was in
school. No, like she's
good for her. Good for her.
For her.
And she had a lot of time to think and write, okay?
Because she was at the scene for a while. That's the only reason why.
OMG.
Is that why it's like, because she was off the scene? Is that why it's so...
Right. She was off the scene. And then by the time she came back and became relevant again, it was, I've turned my life around. And
I saw something with like a pink suit or like a pink top or something that she was talking about.
She has an actual like podcast too. Say Yes Talk.
Say Yes to what?
Join us as we explore various topics related to faith, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of biblical living.
Oh shit!
She's And she has a women empowerment group that she founded. And guess what it says? Collaboration over competition. I literally just posted that. Yes, I love this. She's doing, and then she still sell hair. And then
you gotta keep the hustle.
You gotta play it smart now. and then the Hurt and Healing book, affirmation book. So she's not lacking. She's not lacking.
Well, that's good.
If it's
genuine, you know, then God sees. I can't see, you know, their heart. We can't see their hearts. God sees their hearts. And only, again, in the words of Tupac Bey, only God can judge me. And he is the only one that can see what their journey truly looks like on the inside. So, kudos to her. If that's what she took the time out for, she's taking a step in the right direction.
Yes, I love it. I'm here for it.
Thanks to her as well. And continue doing what you're doing, Alexis. Everyone's rooting for you. I know I am. We got one more that recently we discussed, B. Simone. So what was that all about? Because she was recently on her podcast. Was it her podcast or her best friend's podcast where she was talking about...
it's both of them.
Both of them together. She's talking about her journey and just things that she's done in the past. But despite it all, she knows that it doesn't matter what she's done, that God still loves her. Now this is B. Simone that was in the social media book talking about she not dating no 9 to 5.
I forgot about that.
She's redeemed, you know, amen. This is the same B. Simone.
It's really good though. It really is. Yeah, it's on. I usually, depending on who, just because of the content, but it's on YouTube. They have it visually too.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Yeah. Okay. Very.
I'm gonna have to check good that
substance
out.
In their conversation.
Yeah, it's good, and the people that they have. Yeah.
I love B. I like B. Simone.
Yeah, I do too.
I like B. Simone. I remember when she had a rough patch in the spotlight, but I like her. I really
keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the 9 to 5 thing was the second thing that she did wrong.
She stole someone's
the book.
It was a journal. It was like some kind of inspirational planner or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that she copied it. That she copied it from somebody else and blah, blah, blah. So the people were in an uproar.
Like, I thought she was getting canceled. Yeah.
Like, to the point where
they
canceled her for it. And then she kind of stepped away from social media, came back, and then she did the interview, I think it was with Nick Cannon, about the dating. And that's when the 9 to 5 comment came up. And then people were in an uproar. Well, really, the men were in an uproar.
Of course.
Let's be honest.
And then she took the
We love y'all, but it was the men.
It was the men. And ones that probably couldn't
even meet her
anyway.
Whatever.
And then the podcast. Then they came up with the podcast.
Yeah.
Like last year or late 2021, I think. But it is good.
Her best friend is the reason why she's on this spiritual journey and sharing it with everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Like, her best friend is the one that's been steadfast.
That grew up in church, yeah.
That grew up in church.
She's a PK. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And still, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she probably doesn't go to church just because of the schedule and her kids and all the stuff that they have to do, whatever. But Megan is like always talking about God and her relationship with God and all of that kind of stuff. So I think just being
around
so close and around her for so long,
eventually
she probably just had an epiphany. She probably just had an epiphany, some Jesus moment.
Jesus moment
for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know,
The industry is tough. Like, I'm not in it, but I be watching it. And I'm like, oh.
Me no want.
Let me tell you, I know that even though we're not in the industry, we are surrounded daily, especially where we have our different spaces, our social spaces. We are surrounded by a lot of influence, and only the strong can really say, I gotta stay grounded. I gotta, know what I'm doing. I gotta stay steadfast in my faith. And like I mentioned earlier, it's not an overnight.
It's not.
It's a daily process of you just going back to God and saying, hey, you know what? I know I was wrong. I did this. Mm-hmm. And asking for forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's most important, because you do have to have the conviction. There are people who do things on a daily that don't have the conviction. Right. So it's the conviction part for me that's very, very, very important. That's how you know that you're still close by with
right. Him. Absolutely.
To say, I recognize this and I want to just talk to you about it and get cleansing. Right. So for them, who knows? They may have woken up one day and said, like something must have been tugging at them to say, yo, like, we don't know how long, but something must have been tugging on them to say,
this,
I get it, I understand, just come back and he can still forgive you and you can still turn your life around. It's not too late. That's the thing. People think it's too late. It's never too late. I don't think it's ever too late, no matter what we feel.
But it's a burden to always try to fill voids with temporary things, right? Like over time, you're going to be tired. Mm. You're going to get tired because it's not truly fulfilling. It's temporary, Birkin bags and, $500,000 shopping sprees. It's like, okay, when it's all said and done, when it's all, Deline, when it goes away, or when the next person who looks better than you comes on the scene and grabs everyone else's attention, or when your sponsorships run out because you are now maturing and you don't want to do certain things or agree to certain things to keep a sponsorship or to, you know what I mean? Like, how are you feeding yourself eternally? Like, because those things are so temporary and they're depleting you. And that's another thing Angela said, Angela White said. She was like, I was just getting tired of being sick and tired. Like I was just, and I'm like, that sounds very familiar. Everybody goes through that at some point. Mm-hmm. If you are not, completely on that journey and you're avoiding it. When you avoid it, it's going to come back around. You may just drag yourself through the mud, but you're going to come back around to it. I think that the reason why I'm applauding so loudly for these women is because, first of all, of the influence that they have. Mm-hmm. So happy about that. They're not hiding under a rock. They're healing in public, and I love that. And they have such a large following. Mm-hmm. And also, Black women. Mm. I love it. I love it. I love it. Women, period. Women empowerment, period. But for us, honey, that healing. And then the fact that, yes, honey, and for them to, and then other Black women are going to be like, it's okay. And it's okay to heal. It's okay to heal in public if I can, to help someone else. And mm-hmm. We can do it as a community. I'm mm-hmm. seeing it like a community is going to start to build mm-hmm. where it's cool to heal. Like, I love that. Like, I don't know.
It's okay. But, and I think it was very big of her. I think it was Alexis that I saw her
apologizing.
Oh. And I was just like,
wow, that was, I was blown.
It takes a big woman to apologize, you know?
It shouldn't.
You're
but
right.
I feel like
you're right.
Because of the position that she has, it's fed into you to be combative and problematic. Ooh. Mm. And to harbor ill feelings, and once you do this to me, you can never come back, and right. I don't believe in forgiveness, and all of the things that are fed out. But it's just like, who does that help and how does that help me be a better person? Nothing. I can't come on a show because me and you don't like each other. We're not woman enough to just be in the same space and nobody punch somebody in the face. Yeah. Danny Lay and B. Simone situation.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? We can't be in the same room. We can't work because I'm going to stop you from getting money because a lot of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
A lot of jealousy and competition.
Out of your hand because I'm going to be present. No, it shouldn't have to be that way. We're not pulling out pistols. Do what you got to do over there, and I'm going to do what I got to do.
You have a different.
And it's like that, and like taking it back to Danny Lee and B, I'm like, you're on a comedy show. Just beef it out on stage like all the other people.
And make it funny. Make it entertaining. That's what people are watching anyway.
I'm pretty sure there's some intimidation that Danny felt.
I think it takes a lot of maturity and wisdom. And it's not age that wisdom comes with. It's not age that wisdom comes with. It's experience. When you've experienced enough things
and learned
some stuff,
here we go.
You hopefully decide to do things a little differently. And wisdom comes from God if you ask Him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I think we get to a space of just being older and tired.
Older and tired. Yeah,
you're tired of being combative. You're tired of being attacked for just being, and you just want to. You just want to live,
have a soft life, and have a fun life, and an intentional life, and not
and whatever comes to you will come to you. That's what the Bible say. The love of money is the root of all evil.
It's not money.
The love of money answereth all things.
So it's not money. I like money. Don't get me wrong.
But your obsession with it.
If I can get it, it's the love of it.
Correct. And I think that's where they are. And when you're willing to sacrifice that, mm-hmm. then you know that you are not dependent upon it to live a happy life.
Right. I don't know if y'all remember the older rapper around Trina's AM time of rapping, Jackie O.
Of course, that's my girl.
Yeah. So Jackie O had the same, similar transformation mm-hmm. to Christ with her walk of God. And I'm going to read something she said in the interview. The question was, are you happy with the present state of hip hop and even more specifically women in rap? So Jackie O says, I cannot say I'm happy with the state of hip hop. What has happened to me is I'm morally conscious now. My worldview has changed. I see hedonism when I see hip hop now. I could not have possibly opened my own eyes. God did. So I like that Jackie O, I don't think Tutu's familiar with her lyrics. She was
middle school.
She was nasty. I'll say her and Trina. Because I'll say Trina's lyrics. I'll say Trina's lyrics have in the last 5-7 years. I don't think she really is not the nasty Trina from early 2000s.
No, I don't think so.
It's not. I'm telling you.
Okay.
That Trina. So that her and Jackie O were in the same spaces at the same time, and their lyrics were very comparable. I do remember in my ratchet moments in college, playing a lot of Jackie O, and just feeling like vixenish. It is what it is. Playing a lot of Jackie O. So when I heard like some years ago, like Jackie O gave her life to Christ and she has this walk with God and she's very public about it. And I was like, Jackie O? But I never felt like, oh, how long is that going to last? You know what I mean? I was just like, I get it. I understand it. It gets tiring. It gets tiring, especially if
that lifestyle.
And you're in the industry, and a lot of things you're doing because someone else is telling you to do it for money. Someone is controlling your image. Someone's controlling your moves. You know what I mean? And it's like, if you're really not even being true to yourself, that's a lot. That's heavy. That is heavy. That's very heavy. So kudos to those. And she's another Black woman. And it's like,
one quick question, since we're talking about the industry and, you know, how they pull strings and different things. Right. Do ladies think that, you know, the industry can come to a point where these women who are turning their lives around, they can be put on a platform up here where they are influencers, they are the role models? Like, it seems like the industry is pulling the strings of, well, no, we gotta sell sex all the time. Do we think the industry can get to a point where, I don't even know how to word it, not to a place where we're completely wholesome.
That ain't happening.
But to a place where you don't have to sell your body.
The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. So when Adam ate the apple, it kind of all went downhill from there.
There's not enough that's going to support that side because that requires
rules and moral codes that people don't want to follow,
and ignoring your flesh.
But a lot of people just want to do what they want to do.
Right.
And who are you to tell me that I shouldn't, couldn't do something?
You're going to have to brainwash and reset.
But in order for me to keep you accountable to something, I have to make a judgment, correct?
Right.
So how do we do that without making a judgment call on what you are doing to be able to hold you accountable? Somebody make it make sense.
And bring that up is because I just feel like the next
will this be another good trend? Will this be a new trend?
Will be another generation. Before Angela White, B. Simone, Alexis Sky, there was a like you said, Jackie O. There was a generation before them that had to go through this, but also had to come to Jesus moment. We know Corinne Stephens? I don't think it was a come to Jesus moment, but she got sick and tired of being sick and tired after running through the industry. There's a lot more like her that got sick and tired of being sick and tired, but they've also ran through the industry. So behind these set of women, there are more coming behind who are also going to run through the industry, but then they're going to hit the wall and have a Jesus moment.
Right.
As well. So it's a cycle.
It's a cycle.
Never ending. And of course, God is available for all, but it's just,
do you have to be a hoe before you become holy?
Yes.
But that's the life we all... Kia has lived the life. I have lived the life. Tutu has lived the life. None of us are replicas of each other. So we could have all grown up in church, grown up in a household that fostered a godly relationship and decided to hell with it.
True.
Knowing that we had a particular relationship or have a particular relationship with God, and we still say, I'm good. This ain't really it. Blah, blah. The other side to that is, or the extended part of that is, that God is still there with you while you're doing it.
Absolutely.
He never left you.
Never left, yeah.
And you're like, all right, well, I guess. I may not go in the club with you, but I'll be outside.
Because I won't lie, y'all know me. Y'all know my stuff. I'm a PK. I shouted out, ooh, that's how I grew up. But you know, I won't say a part of me ain't never contemplated why I never got a face.
You didn't want to.
It's a personality thing as well.
I understand. I'm just.
You want to?
It's an open forum, baby.
We're gonna leave that question for another episode.
I love how open we are here. I ain't never wanna do that. Because you don't want to go through the pressures.
Pray that God extends grace.
Yes, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And that's it. Because that's something grace and mercy is not something we should purposefully take advantage of.
Yeah.
Right. It's different when you don't know. Like I said, like we said earlier, you don't know what you don't know. But when you know better, that's when you're held accountable. Yeah. And you keep pushing. And if you fall, you get right back up.
That's true. Real quick before we end it, because this was a very good segment. Chloe. Chloe Bailey.
How are we going? We can't
stay in reverse. Wait, she's in reverse. Wait. She's all the way in reverse.
Chloe. Okay, so
But those numbers are popping, though.
Those numbers are popping.
Mm-hmm. So.
I don't know too much about Chloe and her journey, but I know that
she was much. She was wholesome when she started.
Sweeter and wholesome. But she's not the first and she won't be the last. We've had Miley Cyrus. We've had other, you know, little wholesome Disney stars, Lindsay Lohan, who came from this like pure, young, innocent girl phase to, well, I don't want them to see me like that anymore.
Right.
I'm just wild out.
And also you're in the industry where sex sells. So.
Yeah. I the only thing I can say, like I said, I don't know too much about Chloe and her journey. The only thing I can say about her is I just hope she knows what she's doing. I hope she has people who have her best interest at heart around her.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with wanting to, you know, I guess there's, to me, do what you want. There's nothing wrong with being a little risque if that's what you feel like you need to experience for yourself. But it can go too, I see how it can go too far.
Yeah.
Especially if that's not who she really is deep down inside.
Yeah.
It's going to seem like she's just forcing it. And that's not who she is, but she's forcing it because she's just being puppeteer.
Mm-hmm. It gives me being told what to do vibes.
Gives me concern. Gives me pause.
It gives you pause?
I mean, it does give me pause. Like, we talked about it the other day, and I was like, I kind of feel like she's overcompensated, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not. It wasn't a natural.
I don't know. That's just what I feel in my heart. I just kind of feel like she's defending it, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Her sister's the opposite, you know?
Yeah.
Callie's still innocent-ish.
You know? Yeah, and she's still so... like, seeing a couple of the videos and I'm like...
What are you doing?
Doesn't seem like she is... fully comfortable in the space that she's in. She's not giving big Chloe energy.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
It's just like, she might not be pushed in that direction.
I think she is.
But I don't think she's steadfast. I don't think she's like standing 10 toes down in it either. And I think that's what gives me concern because if pushed too hard, then she's going to be in a position to have come back to Jesus moments. And it's going to, like my pastor always says something like, sin will take you farther than when you go, farther than you want to go, hold you longer than you want to be, and hold you longer than you want to stay. And there's another part to it. Okay. But if you allow those things to like really take hold on you, you will go further than you thought that you would and don't know how you got there. And yeah, that's kind of what I'm afraid is going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We shall see. We shall see, Chloe. We're praying for you also, honey.
Has a support system and like grounded people to kind of, I know her relationship with her parents is not good at the moment either. So
that's what I was going to say. I think she's just in a rebel stage. Rebel comes at different levels.
Levels, yeah.
What I think was rebelling against my parents and environment might be like, really, that's it, too. Like, it comes in different levels. So I think she's in her own, I'm going to rebel stage. And like you said, overcompensating because she feels like she has to prove something right now. That's what it comes off as. Like, she has to prove something to everybody. Like, I'm not that little girl anymore.
Right.
So that's what it is. That's why I mentioned the Disney stars who did that. You literally have them coming from this innocent stage where everyone sees them as, oh my God, it's little Miley, it's little Lindsay, it's little Hillary. But at a point they were like, I don't want nobody to see me like that anymore. And I'm coming out of that and I don't want them to see me like that. I'm not a little girl. So she's doing the same. So for her, it's reverse. Like you said, relationship with the parents, not the best. So she's in that rebel stage.
Yeah.
So now her eyes is, they're going to have to open on their own. She's going to have to see it herself. She's going to have her own come to Jesus moment, because right now she has everybody in the industry around her telling her what to do. And she's listening because she's vulnerable. So she's open.
You know, when her and her sister, you know, came out as that duo, right? Which I loved because it showcased their actual raw talent. Yeah. Weren't they also playing instruments? Yeah. I believe they were also
the musicians.
Yeah. So, you know, and we've discussed this as well, Sherry, that now it's like you're overshadowing your true talent with all of this overly sexualized behaviors and images and rock shaking.
Was it the violin? I don't remember.
I think it was, but their talent was so raw and it was so, to me, it was real. And now you're right. It is overly done. The whole shake my bum bum and, you know, and it's sex scenes and all of that, and she's just doing it. And
I'm sorry, Kiki, you know how you know it's also not her and her personality and who she is, because she keeps feeling the need to defend it. If it's truly you, you're not defending it. You're just gonna let it be and tell people, this is who I am.
You think Rihanna cared about what people? Yeah.
Please.
She was doing her music.
Yeah, Riri doing her own thing. She's not defending anything because she doesn't have to.
Some raunchy video.
But like someone like that has Rihanna, to keep defending and responding.
Yeah, but she had I can't compare Rihanna to that because Rihanna had raunchy songs and videos.
That was where it started. Good Girl Gone Bad.
The girls went all the way bad.
But the both of them had the same, but it was a result of the media and society. So
yeah.
She didn't really down. She just kind of chilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
She just kind of chilling. But I also
but she feel also like
they were teenagers.
Yeah. But Rihanna balanced it. She showed the elegance, she showed sophistication, then she showed that ratchet raw, rebellious,
she was dating this person, well, dating this very rich person, and then dating that very rich person
and another and rich person
outlanded on ASAP.
She had oil. I don't know.
I don't know.
ASAP got
ASAP. Because I know the people were like, what the heck happened when she was dating the Sheik Sheik?
She was taking lessons. What?
He must have been taking lessons or something because he was fine.
Taking notes. What you mean? What was happening? She was taking notes.
It was just like.
She probably was like, you're not going to talk to me like that. Like, it must have been something. You never know.
Because of her, right? Because of who she is, very much woman empowerment. I really don't need you type of thing. And you're a sheikh who is from a culture of.
You're in cultural background.
Do what I say.
First trigger, she was out of there.
Any questions, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. It could be. I got money. So.
Because she is now a billionaire in her own right. Like.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh,
somebody
boy.
Said if they get married, if ASAP and her get married, that he'll get alimony checks.
I heard that, and I was
nuh-uh, because you know they're gonna have her prenup.
I don't think
that's true.
She's gonna have her prenup. Are you kidding?
If he was the billionaire and she was the non-billionaire,
we don't know what. But
I ain't gonna be paying child support then. But I don't know if she's married. I don't know if she wants to get married or not. But.
I don't think she wants to get married. And I think that she found someone who's okay with that.
Yeah. I don't think
you know, not everybody wants to get married. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's okay.
But guys, I mean, ladies, this was definitely a great conversation. Y'all have anything else to add about Vixen to Victory? I love this. Mm-hmm. Going to keep following the journey.
Let the people journey how they're going to journey.
Continue to journey and let God continue to use them for what they're meant to be used for and to
right.
inspire others.
And to inspire. Absolutely.
And, you know, let's not, I like that, you know, we call them vixens. It's not necessarily a bad word. Vixen.
They ain't vixens no more.
No, they're not vixens.
Let's be honest. They used to be
victorious in their own right.
Yes, they are now victorious.
They're now victorious. So yeah. I applaud them on their journey. I hope for the best. I know it's not going to be easy. So I really hope that they're not discouraged. I pray that they just continue doing what's right for them and give themselves grace.
Amen. I agree. All right, ladies. Well, thank y'all so much for your input tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening and providing feedback about this topic. So I'm going to go ahead and let them know what our next conversation is going to be about so they can get ready. And we are recruiting for this conversation in 2 weeks. The friendship dynamic in Creed 3. Bella.
And we need men.
Men.
Mature men.
Mature men.
Y'all got sense.
Yeah. So we'll bring it up more as we get closer to the date, but the friendship dynamic between the men and Creed 3.
I just saw it again last night and whew, let me tell you.
I know. I gotta go again. Mm-hmm.